You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 228. I come before you this podcast baffled, perplexed, bamboozled even. The mystery is this. With last week's episode of Miracle Day, Categories of Life, I finally hit the same wall as some other reviewers. A bit of impatience, a desire for the narrative to reveal more of the antagonists behind the miracle, for our heroes to stop spinning their wheels in their investigations. Instead, in Episode 6, The Middlemen, our heroes are right where they left off, stuck in boxes. And you might consider that's a perfect metaphor for the entire story, unable to seriously advance the full series' plot, consumed almost entirely with two escape narratives. I should be fed up. But I'm not. In fact, I was checking myself every 10 minutes. Am I enjoying this? Holy cow, I am! Why? Well, for one thing, the middlemen partially solved my frustrations. No, we still don't know who's pulling the strings, but Rex and Esther have a genuine antagonist in Director Maloney and his troops. You want to see him beaten, and badly. As a side point, he's the second broken figure, after Oswald Daines, who's given a chance for a kind of redemption by Torchwood, and he also throws it away. Anyway, clear antagonist taken down by our heroes? Check. Second, Miracle Day's series-wide determination to explore consequences means that we don't get a with-a-single-bound Torchwood's free escape from the overflow camps. Instead, Esther, Rex, and Gwen, having been placed in untenable positions, have to work like hell to get out. For this hour, characters have concrete goals, clear obstacles in the way, and difficult solutions to work out. And Torchwood being the furthest thing from superheroes, it's tooth and nail all the way. It's not a perfect episode. I was disappointed by the pivotal expository scene between John Barrowman and Ernie Hudson, which was written and played stiffly, as though for the stage. That aside, I'm otherwise buying Jane Espenson's argument over at AfterElton.com about this being an episode about suspense, not surprise. And writer John Scheiben succeeded. Plus, with the kidnapping of Gwen's family and the revelation that Jack is somehow connected to the miracle, we ought to be seeing a further change in dynamics next week. Here's hoping. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for the 18th of August. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can leave a review if you'd like. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again soon.